Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Free from All Fears. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn with me, please, to the book of Psalms this morning? In Psalm 34, for several weeks now, we've been teaching and ministering on a series that we're calling Free from All Fears. Free from All Fears. So let's read our text here and go further this morning. Psalm 34, verse 1. Psalm 34, 1. Says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Well, let's just start over again here. You guys need to read this out loud with me. Are you ready? Let's read this out loud together, beginning in verse 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Glory to God. I sought the Lord. What happened? He heard me. Then what happened? He delivered me from what? All my fears. He delivered me from all my fears. Well, if you were delivered from all your fears, how many fears would you have left? None. How many phobias would you have? None. Then you'd be fear-free. Completely fearless. Right? Is that God's will for us? Yes, it is. Now, we began at the beginning in the book of Genesis, I guess about six sessions ago or so. And we saw how fear came and where it came from. You know, the Bible tells us in Hebrews that Jesus became a partaker of flesh and blood, so that he through death might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Fear of death makes people subject to all manner of bondages. One translation says the dread of dying. The dread of dying. And death is not just death of the physical body. Spiritual death first and foremost. And if you look up in Strong's and Vine's and other places, you'll find that death, literally the definition of death, is separation and or loss. Physical death doesn't mean non-existent. When your body dies, doesn't mean the body doesn't exist anymore. There's no such thing as soul sleep. Are you with me? Somebody says, well, you know, they're, you know, talking about somebody out in the cemetery. There are no people out in the cemetery. They're old, wore-out bodies. are there, the old houses they used to live in. But there are no people out there. Did you hear me?
Yeah.
No, when you die, death, physical death, is separation of the spirit from the body. It's like pulling a hand out of a glove. Well, once you pull the hand out of the glove, there's no life in that glove anymore. Right? One person asked me one time, because they didn't believe in healing. They said, well, now, Brother Keith, they said, if you never got sick, how would you ever die? They thought they had a big point, you know. Well, if you pull a hand out of a glove, do you have to shoot that glove to keep it from moving or to make it stop? No. Do you have to stab it or burn it? Or no. No. There's no life in the glove apart from the hand. Right? When your spirit slips out of your body, you won't have to put any cancer on it or do anything to kill it. I mean, when the spirit is gone, the body is dead. Right? And we camped on this, and we talk about it every time. Is there any reason for us as children of God to be afraid of dying? Is there? Like last week, we said, the biggest reason why Christians are afraid to die is because they've never done it. Right? Absolutely. Why? Because if we could talk to our loved ones that have already done it and already gone over to the other side, they would tell us, hey, there's nothing to be afraid of. You step out of your body and you look at it and you go, wow, that's over. And then you think, whew, I feel good. And your angel is there. Hallelujah. And you're out of here. I said, you're out of here. To see your loved ones that are already in heaven. To see your mansion that God's been working on for you. To see the Master. To see the Father of glory. Whew. There's nothing to be afraid of. But that's not real to so many people. They're so natural and so carnal minded, they act like this is all there is and all there will ever be, and so they're so afraid of anything that might kill them. So they're afraid of having a car wreck. They're afraid of having a plane crash. They're afraid they might eat something bad. They're afraid somebody might shoot them. They're afraid of this, afraid of that. But friend, when you draw close to the Lord and you get revelation, you'll become delivered and free from all fears. And you'll have no more fears. Glory. Are you excited about this at all? You should be. I mean, it's wonderful being free from fear. It's wonderful to do, just go anywhere and do anything and never be afraid. Never. It's wonderful. And it's the inheritance and heritage of every child of God. Would you go with me, please, to Proverbs, the 29th chapter this morning? We're going to get into some other things today. And how many believe in God with me? Please do. Utterance is not just based on the preacher. It's greatly affected by the hearers. Right? And I'm not the teacher. Did you hear me? In fact, I know this may be a little different than what you've heard or thought. But we don't use titles around here. For instance, I know I hadn't said much to you about it, but I ought to tell you, you're my family. I ought to let you know what I believe and how I think. I prefer that people do not refer to me as Pastor Moore. Somebody said, why not? What's wrong with that? Well, it'd be the same thing as calling somebody Apostle so-and-so or Evangelist so-and-so or Prophet so-and-so or Teacher so-and-so. Right?
Yes.
Wouldn't it be the same?
Yes, sir.
Jesus said not to call each other teacher. Didn't he?
Yeah.
Didn't he?
Yeah.
He said, don't call each other father. Don't call each other master. Don't call each other teacher. What's he talking about? Titles. Mm-hmm. And you know, people talk, the Bible talks about that so-and-so was an apostle, but you never see them refer to each other in the book of Acts or in the epistles as I am the apostle Paul, or introduced as the, no, he is an apostle. That's what he is. That's what he does, but not the titles. Did you hear me? So that's why we don't use them. Now, if somebody else uses them, don't you jump on their case. All right? Did you hear me? You just make up your own mind what you believe about it, but I'm telling you how we operate around here. And someone said, well, how, what's the respectful reference? Jesus said, call each other brother. Didn't he? And that is a, that's a very respectful term. Brother. So, don't take my word for it. Look it up. See what Jesus said about it. Sometimes people just ignore it and you watch and see what I'm talking about. There's a whole lot of stuff that revolves around titles. I don't like for people to put Reverend in front of my name. You never see Reverend in the Bible. Where's Reverend at? Did you hear me?
Yes,
it's a title.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Reverend. Reverend, doctor, pastor, preacher, apostle. and people really get, you know, they get stirred up about that, about you using the proper titles for me. Well, Jesus said the proper title is brother. Right? He's the teacher.
Yeah.
Right? The Holy Spirit is the teacher. Right? He's the teacher. And there's only one, the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, right? The good shepherd. You know who he is, right? There's only one who is the. Everybody else is an one, right? Some of you don't know what to do with that. Well, don't take my word for it. Get into Scripture, right? How many believe we ought to have Scripture for everything we do? Elsewise, if we don't, what's it based on? It's based on tradition, people's ideas, men's religion, right?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Fear of Man, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R803F. That's R803F. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now. Keith and Phyllis Moore and the congregation of Faith Life Church will be welcoming Jesse Duplantis on Sunday, June 26th. Join us as Brother Jesse shares a mix of strong biblical preaching and hilarious life lessons. Service starts at 10 a.m. and child care will be provided. For more information, please visit our website, flcbranson.org, or call 417-334-9233.